Whenever you're ready, just go ahead.
Yeah. I forgot the name of the story. Oh, Henry. Anyway, for 20 years ago or something. And God blank. Okay, a policeman came to some businesses and they were closed. And mostly closed, and he was checking out in each doorway. And he saw a man standing in the doorway, I guess. And
keep talking.
And he asked him, why was he there, I suppose? And he said he's waiting for a friend. And they were supposed to meet 20 years from the day. And let's see. They grew up together in New York. One was 18 and one was 20. And he had a square face, square chin, with a scar on his right. And he had a, I think it was, okay, I don't remember. And they set a date to meet 20 years later while they were going out to discover their fortune. And one left, the other one stayed in New York, the other one went to the West. And when he came back, they were going to tell each other what happened while he was away. So he came back to the same exact place 20 years later. And as he was standing in the doorway, he was talking to a policeman. And the policeman was asking him why he was there and about his the friend he was waiting for. And he said that he probably will be on time if he's still alive, but if not, if he's still alive, but he was going to give him at least 30 minutes to show up. And after that, the policeman left. And I know one of them was smoking. I forgot which one was smoking, lit a cigar. I think it was the friend. Then when he left, the friend showed up, and he was tall. He had a coat with the collar up. And he was, he was saying that everything was okay, moderate or something like that, and that he, I don't remember that. Mom, I'm going blank now. I don't remember what happened after they met, and then he said that everything was okay, but that's all I remember, I think.
That's it?
I think. Then they talked, and he said something about a man that was wanted in New York, and he had to end up arresting his friend for this wanted man. And I believe that was the end of the story.
Okay. Now I want you to think of a story of a personal experience, maybe a childhood experience, that has at least three story characters in it.
A childhood
A personal experience that has at least three people in it. At least. And when you can think of one, just fire him.
Three people. That's a good question. I don't remember too much about my childhood. Any kind of experience? Okay. Like I said, I was sick a lot in my childhood. So that's mostly registered in my mind.
Did you come up with a story though?
Oh, it's a story?
Yeah.
Oh. Think of several ones, but I don't know the name of the people though.
Well,
I don't remember names.
That's okay.
You have to give the names.
If you can't think of them, you try to. You have to tell them about your story character some kind of way, right? So just tell the story.
Even though I don't remember the name.
Well, even though, I like to hear how you do that.
Yeah, because I don't remember names well. My mother remembers all the names of my friends, but I don't remember their names. let me see. And I don't remember names well today, unless I'm constantly with you all the time. But if I haven't seen you in a long time or haven't interacted with you, I don't remember the names.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, this is just a story that has three characters in it.
Three characters.
Okay. At least. Three or more characters.
Wow.
You gotta have one, at least one.
At least one. Yeah, I got... I know one of them is when I was one of my friends. They told a lie on me and said I was somewhere and I wasn't there.
Can you tell that one?
So I ended up getting a whipping for something I didn't do, and later on my mother found out that I wasn't there. I still don't remember the name of the person. Am I one of the three?
Yeah, you can be. Yeah, yeah. Personal story.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell about the one that was I had this rash on my arm for a long time.
Okay.
My mother used to take me to the doctor, but nobody ever found out what this rash was. And some foreign doctor came to the clinic one particular day, and she was the only one that knew what it was, and gave me some pink pills. And after I took those pills, this rash on my arm cleared up. Mm-hmm. I've never had it since.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a short story. Okay, now.
Right.
Now I'm going to read you a story. And taping. I'm going to read your story, and I want you to tell it back to me. This is the beginning of a memory. I was just like, okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. A lady went shopping, and while she was in the store, her wallet fell out, but she didn't know that it had fallen. When she went to the checkout counter to pay for her groceries, she found that she didn't have a wallet, so she put everything back and left the store. She went home. When she got to the store, the little girl told her that the little girl told her something, and the phone rang. And I'm gone blank. What the little girl told her.
Okay.
And what happened after the phone rang?
Oh, okay. I remember the story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again later. And I'm going to ask you to tell me that same story again later on. Okay. In this exercise, the first line,
purple.
You read that as fast as you can.
Oh, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. That's the task. What I want you to do is, and I'm going to get my timer out. I'm going to time this. I want you to start from here, go across, read across, mm-hmm, as fast as you can.
Oh, read across each line?
Yeah, as fast as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, that was 7 seconds. Okay. Okay. Next thing, under part two, I want you to tell me the color of each dot as quickly as you can.
Part two.
Uh-huh.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Right. That's the task. I want you to start here and read across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 13 seconds. Okay. Now, the third part. I want you to read across, but I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in, not the word. Don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in as quickly as you can.
Okay. Green, black, gray, yellow. I mean, green, black, gray, blue.
Right. That's the task. So what I want you to do, start from here, work your way across. Don't tell me the word, tell me the color that the word is printed in. And
okay, but before I tell you the word.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you the color.
The color. As quickly as you can.
Oh,
and
okay.
Start.
Blue, red, green. Is this color yellow?
Yeah.
Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Blue, green, red, green, red, blue, yellow, blue, red, yellow, red, green, Okay, red, yellow, green, blue, green, red, yellow, green. Blue. That's reading a word. Red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay.
I'm thinking about reading the word instead of the color.
And that was 39 seconds. That always takes longer. Not always. That's normal. This test is attention and inhibition. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. You have to inhibit what you naturally want to do.
Yeah, because that's I wanted to say the word.
Yeah. And what you naturally want, you want to say red, blue, yellow, green, but you have to inhibit that and say blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green. It's hard for everybody. So yeah. So that's that one. Moving along. Next thing. I'm going to say some numbers. I want you to repeat them back to me. You ready? 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179786.
5819247. 5819247.
5819247.
You added a number, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. 3829574.
3829574.
275862584.
265-865-2864.
Okay. 713-942-568.
713-942-568. I'm not concentrating. 713-942-568. 713-462-9468, something like that.
Okay. Now I'm going to say the numbers, but I want you to repeat it to me backwards this time.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. 2-4.
Huh? Oh, that's the number?
Yeah, say 2-4, say that backwards.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6. 415. You said 415?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 154. 415 or 415?
Yeah, 415.
Okay. That's 154.
Okay. 3279.
3279. 3279. My mind is on something else. 3279.
Mm-hmm.
723.
Okay. 4968.
6894. 2281.
Okay. All righty. Moving on, I'm going to give you some categories, and I want you to tell me as many words that fall into that category as quickly as possible. Like, for example, if I said states, you would say, you know, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Maine, Georgia, South Carolina, so on and so on and so on. So tell me as many words that fall into that category as quickly as you can. Try to fill up a minute.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to time this. I'm just going to see how long it takes you. When I say the category, just go ahead and start.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Okay, the first category is foods.
Any kind of food?
Any kind.
Oh, the name of particular foods, or just group food categories? Or?
Yeah, just the names of foods. Anything that you put in it. Let me start over again. Anything that you eat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Foods, fruits, vegetables, meats, starches like rice, corn, beans, potatoes, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, squash, string beans, greens, turkey, ham, pork, fish, vegetables, lettuce, tomatoes, salads, fruits, apples, oranges, bananas, strawberries, grapes, peaches, pears, plums, tangerines, nectarines, cantaloupe, and watermelon. I'm running out of fruits. Okay. The minute is not over yet.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if you have any more. Okay, the next category is animals.
Oh Lord, I know too many of them.
Okay, go ahead. Animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, animals. Dogs, cats, elephants, giraffes, lions, tigers, bears, panda bear. What else still bear? Cows and hens, chicken, turkey, birds. Did I say elephants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, tigers, lions, I said that already. I don't know any more that I can think of.
That's it? Okay. Last category is kitchen items. Anything that you find in the kitchen.
Kitchen items, okay. Dishes, silverware, pots and pans. Well, now we got the microwave ovens and the grills and the toasters and the electric knives and crock pots and rotisserie cookers and the oven, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, let's say forks and spoons and knives and can opener and bottle opener and
what else would it do?
That's it?
I'm thinking more of the time.
Okay. Do you remember that story about the lady with the groceries?
Probably the same thing I told you before.
Yeah. Tell that back to me.
Yeah, because she went into the store, her wallet fell out. She didn't realize that it had fallen. She got to the register to pay for her groceries, and she found she didn't have the wallet, so she put everything back. She went home, and when she got to the door, a little girl, I still don't know what the little girl told her, and then the phone rang. And that's the part I still don't remember.
Somebody's probably talking in that part. So the phone rang and the little girl told her she had found the wallet and the lady was really...
Oh.
Somebody was probably talking with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Turn this off.
Okay.